This is It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. It's the Beat is sponsored by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Karen!
Jody, I have one question.
Yes.
Where has Jody Vinci been? Long time passing. Where have you been, Jode?
You know what? I have been in lovely New York City.
Without snow, I take it.
There was no snow. It was beautiful. It was a little brisky.
Yeah.
But, no, it was a fabulous trip. I took my daughter before my business trip, and then she left with her girlfriend and came back to Omaha, and I stayed and had a great time.
Jode, how was the Halloween? You went to the Halloween thing. Was that cool?
We went to the Halloween parade in the East Village, and it was everything that I expected.
Really?
I mean, it was crazy. It was flamboyant. It was hard to see because it was, you know, a mile deep of people. But it was very controlled.
Okay.
And some of the floats were incredible.
And you
of
didn't lose Mia. I mean, you
didn't
got your...
lose her.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
So all was well. Yeah. She was with me. Didn't leave my side. No, it was just it was a great trip.
Yeah.
There's, you know, nothing.
That sounds so cool.
I think I'll probably have to sell a kidney based on what I shopped for my daughter, but that's okay. on the market, I hear they're going pretty good. So
good. Great. What great to hear it. Speaking of kidneys, let's go to hearts.
Hey!
Hearts! Because we always want to do something about health when you're here. And there are different signs of heart disease in women than there are in men.
So the signs, so you wouldn't have, like, the arm?
You can have chest pain, you know, but that only happens in 35 to 45% of women having a heart attack. Isn't that interesting?
So what is it? So like a pain in...
might have a pain in your back, your neck, or your jaw.
Mm.
How weird. Well, and it can occur in one or both arms, the upper back, or the stomach. In other words, everybody has that all the time. So how do we differentiate?
Nice. Okay. So if I'm saying I'm having a heart attack...
Then I also say nausea, vomiting, breaking out in a cold sweat. I guess if you just don't feel well and have all these, you know, pale or clammy skin.
Yep. So what do you do? If in case of a heart attack.
Yeah.
And you think you're experiencing a heart attack? You know, I've heard, and so I'm reading here, I have heard this is correct. You can chew 225 milligram aspirin tablets awaiting the ambulance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Also, aren't you supposed to chew on a baby aspirin?
Yeah, every night. I take one every night. Do you? I do.
Okay.
Well, I have heart problems in my family, so
okay.
I do.
That's great.
Yeah, and it says, remember, there's little harm in a false alarm. So it's better to be overly careful than not careful enough. So.
Well... And I think along with the heart and along with taking care of yourself, we always talk about what foods we should eat and how we should take care of ourselves. And you know, while diet may be a four-letter word, let's just talk about eating good and healthy, eating well.
Here's some good low-calorie, six-filling foods to eat while you're on a diet. Cottage cheese. I bought some the other day, Joe.
Hey, now. But, you know, you don't want to get the 4% fat. Maybe the 2%
would work. No, you
don't.
And you don't want to pile it, you know, with jelly and brown sugar and all this other stuff,
for
which
cottage cheese?
I love to do.
Yeah. Really? Okay, that's something new.
Is it? Well,
yeah.
You don't want to put all these sweet things in it. Just
right.
Eat the
you have a
cheese.
Sweet tooth. I forgot.
Yes.
Watermelon is always good because is it? Like, you know, 98% water.
Sure.
And then, popcorn. You know,
popcorn.
So have you
but not
tried,
the movie theater kind.
No, but have you tried Skinny Pop?
No.
Any
oh, yes, 100
there,
calories.
Yes.
I love that.
It's delicious. And you can find it
yeah,
at
Gara
Sam's or Costco or Hy-Vee. It's
mm-hmm.
delicious. Yeah, well,
that's
it's great.
Good.
Yeah.
Spinach, obviously, is really good for you.
And
kale.
Leafy vegetables also, Karen, especially for mm-hmm. someone like myself who is losing her memory, they mm-hmm. say that leafy vegetables, dark leafy vegetables,
like kale
are,
and whatever,
like
are
kale,
good
are
for
very
the memory.
Good and, okay. and help reduce your incidence of getting Alzheimer's by, you know, at least 30%.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Spinach leaves.
Oh, let's go
that's
for
what
it, Pierre.
Minor telling you spinach
wow.
leaves. So, you know, as growing up, when my mom would always say, eat your spinach, well, there
mm-hmm.
you go.
Well, Popeye was right.
I love it. Eggs.
And eggs and turkey. All right.
We'll
let's
take
go
them
for it.
Turkey. You know.
Now, wait, Jode, you said you watched the, what, it wasn't an award,
oh,
Hollywood,
it's the Hollywood
award show, and Johnny Depp, what
oh
happened
my gosh.
With him?
It was like the Hollywood Film Award.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, as my mom never misses a show, an award show. So she called and said, did you watch this? And I said, oh, my gosh, I couldn't believe it. He was just, first, you know, he's odd.
Yes, he's
and
strange.
And he speaks with an accent, and I think he's from, like, Dayton, Ohio. You know, I mean, he's just, truly, he's
right.
from somewhere, you know, in the Midwest. And he talks like this,
okay.
and he's like, oh, my God. So that's the scene. So, yeah, he was introducing Shep. I can't remember Shep's last name, but the movie was called Supermensch.
Oh, Gordon, Shep Gordon.
Oh, Shep Gordon.
Supermensch,
he was off his...
He was off the rocker.
Yeah, he obviously was a little a little...
He's a little Shep himself.
He was, that's right. He was introducing Shep Gordon, who's starring in the film Supermensch, and I think,
okay.
yeah, that Johnny Depp was Supermensch
star.
He was Supermensch, that's
all
for
right.
sure.
Well,
he
was speaking
super sloshed.
Of going from that to a real mensch, who's Paul McCartney, I just, you know, I spent the weekend with Marcia Capiston at this wedding, and she... flies with his group and does the videography for all his concerts, and that week she was going to Brazil for his Brazil concert.
Okay.
And it says in this article that Paul flew overnight from Brazil for his daughter's Lincoln Center tribute, and that was Stella, wasn't it? Stella
yep,
McCartney?
Stella McCartney. She was honored, with
Boy,
a
what
Q&A
a family.
By Jerry Seinfeld. Good for her.
She's really made a name for herself.
Yeah, good for her is right. She has.
And it was like a Beatles family semi-reunion as Yoko was there and George Harrison's son, Donnie, performed. He looks like George. Have you seen him, Joan?
No.
Oh, he
is. And it's Donnie, D-H-A-N-I. Is that like Hare Krishna?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it is because George was very into Hare Krishna,
yeah.
which my brother loved.
Right.
George Harrison.
Okay, can we talk about this real quickly?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk about our fabulous guests that are upcoming.
Mm-hmm.
Having a little problem with Dumb and Dumber, the fact that it's topping the box office. It came in at 27% on Rotten Tomatoes, which to me I wouldn't even consider going to a movie unless it was 80%. But Dumb and Dumber, come on.
I mean, really.
Come on, people.
What
We're
does
that
show
that.
You about our society?
We might be... We're dumb and dumber, but hey, we're happy.
I mean, really.
And we're happy with our guests that we have.
No, we have terrific guests today.
Oh, my gosh.
Mauro Fiore.
We love
Mauro. He's an adorable cinematographer, Oscar for Avatar.
Yes, he's phoning in from Los Angeles. And then our favorite, Kathy Tyree.
Oh, she's the best, Joe.
Omaha's Queen of Soul, and she has a show.
Singing Tonight.
Yep, tonight. And she had a show last night. Singing Tonight, The Women I Love to Sing.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be right
Don't
back
miss
with...
It. With Kathy Tyree.
So much has changed since GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We weren't attached to our smartphones like today. Smartphones didn't exist. If you wanted to talk to someone, you just hollered out your back door. Hey, Darla, want to go steady? No chance? Okay, then. We had no privacy. But hey, with GEICO, we always had good car insurance.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Mark Levin, the one man that really, truly gets it.
But you want your America back, and that's why you voted. You rose up, you voted to throw these bums out because you want your country back, and you know this is one step in many steps that need to be taken. But as I said, you're not going to surrender your ideals, you're not going to surrender your principles. You're not going to stop fighting to change the Republican Party.
When Mark speaks, people listen. Mark Levin, weeknights 6 to 9 on a mighty 1290 COIL.
Now showing at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater is Force Majeure, a taut comedy exploring masculinity and family dynamics through the story of a Swedish family vacationing in the French Alps. Also showing is the brilliant Birdman, a surreal comedy starring Michael Keaton as a washed-up actor known for once playing a superhero. The Fighter, showing this week as part of the films of David O. Russell, stars Mark Wahlberg, and Christian Bale as boxing brothers whose failures and successes are intimately tied. Forever Young is a family friendly series. This week's pick is Porco Rosso, a high-flying film from the anime master Hayao Miyazaki. The Met live in HD series continues Saturday with a live broadcast of Rossini's The Barbara of Seville. Series partners Opera Omaha will present a prelude talk starting at 11 in the morning. An encore broadcast will be on Wednesday. That's what's happening at Filmstreams this week. For more information or for showtimes, go to filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 COIL. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Well, hi, Jody and I are thrilled today because we have Omaha's Queen of Soul here.
Oh, yeah.
Our dear friend, boy, she is,
oh,
Kathy Tyree.
Thank
hi,
you.
Kathy.
Hello.
And Kathy, tonight is going to be a great performance by you. You are singing The Women I Love to Sing, Joan.
This time. Yeah.
Oh, and because you did The Men before.
I did The Men in August.
Uh-huh, yeah. And you had sold-out performances, and that's what's going to... How was it last night on the Friday night?
It was excellent.
Yeah. Standing ovations, I'm sure.
Wonderful turnout.
And it's going to be...
people away.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Are there
it's going to be
left?
It tonight,
yes,
Joan.
Yes,
yeah.
We still have a few tickets left.
Okay. All right, Jody, you're on.
I mean, it could be standing room only. I better get there early.
I know.
Yeah.
Right. What time does it start?
7 o'clock.
Okay, 7 o'clock at the
Love Jazz Center, 24th and Lake.
24th and Lake. Oh, tell us some of the women you're singing.
Oh, I'm doing Diana Ross. I'm doing Ella, Beyonce, Anita Baker.
Oh, I love Anita Baker.
Tina
that's
Marie.
That's who that's a picture of. That I write.
Yes.
That's Anita Baker.
Yeah,
Etta
James.
I almost didn't recognize her. Etta James.
Yeah.
Okay.
Annie Lennox.
Uh-huh.
Adele.
Oh.
Celine Dion.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You've got the best.
Yeah, Barbra Streisand.
Yeah. Oh. What are you singing at Barbara's?
Memories.
Memories.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm doing Memories and Etta. I'm doing it last.
I was just going to say, if you're doing it last, forget it. I'm going to bring some Depends and a Kleenex.
Okay. Shaka, Ain't Nobody.
Ain't Nobody.
Yeah. Can't Nobody. I'm sorry.
That's right. That's
okay.
Too.
Can't Nobody.
Uh-huh. And right. Celine. Should I ask Celine's song?
Actually, we may be, you know.
Probably switching that one?
Yeah, we may
All
be
right.
switching
It'll
that
be
one
a surprise.
Today. It'll be a surprise.
Do you miss Ella? You were so great in Ella.
Yeah, I actually
At the Playhouse?
Do. I actually do. I miss the cast and crew.
That's true.
Because it was such a tight, you know, with it being a one-woman show mm-hmm. with just myself and the band, we were just tight. And we were together for 6 weeks of rehearsal and 5 weeks of shows, six shows a week. You
oh
know.
My gosh.
Yeah, and then That's I was with the directors for almost 9 months.
Kathy, who directed?
Susie Collins.
Oh, well, there you go. So you had
and
the best.
Jim Bogus was the musical director.
Can't beat
that.
That's amazing. Now, when you're not doing the show or singing, do you rest your voice? Try to?
No, not
so
really.
So you don't have to, huh?
No, honey, I don't wore these vocal cords out. Can't none affect these things.
She's out there smoking a carton of Paul Malls and having some whiskey. Not a problem.
No, because I also sing in church.
Okay,
and so that's
yeah.
powerhouse all
Jeez.
The time.
That's right.
So.
It's just a muscle, and you keep
yes.
using it, and
yes.
it gets better
yes.
and better.
Yes.
Yeah, well, wow. I like the fact. Do you read the article? Kathy Tyree channeling her
inner
diva by Robert Nelson. I like that. I think it, you know, is most certainly the latter type of the diva. So you're the diva, the shining star, bigger than life, which is so true. And for anyone that has not had the experience of listening or participating in any of Kathy Tyree's productions, anything that she's been involved with, you really owe it to yourself, because I have actually remember when you were in Beehive, Kathy, I wasn't, unfortunately, I didn't have the opportunity to go to Ella, but you did, and you went
oh,
to...
Oh, yes, but
yeah.
I remember at Beehive, you sang Natural Woman, right? Oh, my God, that blew me away.
Yeah, that's where I fell in love with you.
Really?
That was back, when was that? In the 80s?
It was a while ago.
Well, we started...
Well, they did it recently,
Oh, my
though.
Goodness.
No, I went when you first started at Howard Street.
Mm-hmm. I was 26 years old.
Oh, my gosh, so was I.
26 years yeah. old. Yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That
so
is
we grew
the
up
song
together.
For you. That is such a yeah. great song for you.
Thank you.
Ooh, love
Thank
it.
Thank you.
But I'm sure
well,
all these
Well, one of the
songs...
women, I'm especially excited mm-hmm. about one of the women that I love to sing, my mother, Shirley Tyree, will be performing with me.
She will?
Once again.
So
Shirley,
what is she?
Is she in the bottom, yeah. right?
Her picture's not there. She's,
okay.
Her name is across the bottom.
Right. What are you, what are you singing together?
Well, she's singing by herself. Okay. She's doing Good Morning Heartache, and she is doing Tell Mama by Etta James.
Nice. Uh-huh.
And my mother at one time was a performer,
mm-hmm.
and she did the Billie Holiday story and has done a lot of community theater, and so I'm really excited. To have her.
Have you ever done that before?
We've performed on stage together,
okay.
but not under the banner of Kathy Tyree Productions.
Aww.
This will be the first one.
That is
yeah.
so wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, your son, I know, just moved. Does he sing?
He does, but not in front of people.
Okay. I bet he has a. If he's your
he
son, he must have a great voice. Yeah.
But he will not sing in public.
Oh, okay.
He prefers yeah. to do fashion design.
Yes,
and,
yep. yes, and he's doing great.
Is he? Is he working for Guess?
Well, he got a scholarship with Guess,
okay.
and it comes with an internship, and he is at the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising in Los Angeles,
That's
one of the homes of Project Runway.
I love it.
Really?
Well, I was in New York a couple of weeks ago and at the airport. Who did I see? But the designer, I can't think of his name, but everything is fierce. He's from Project Runway, and I can't think of his name.
Name.
Do you know who I'm talking about? He has glasses and kind of a little mohawk, a little man, and... It's so fierce.
Everything's,
oh, yeah,
everything's
I don't.
Fierce.
I don't know.
Oh,
him.
He's
okay.
and he. I think he did some design work for Michelle Obama.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He's done really well
yeah.
after the show. He won the show, but everything
name.
Was. You know, he'll look at you and say, "Your hair is fierce." So he'll, I'm
I
sure he would
it.
Have looked at Kathy and said, "Kathy, your voice is fierce." I'm telling you right now, it's fierce.
But
what
Kathy,
think,
since
right?
we saw you last, well, your son. How are you doing since your son
Actually,
left?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm doing great
Good.
Because he's so happy.
Good.
It's a very rigorous curriculum. They treat them, it's very project driven. And he's having a great time. He loves L.A. He can't wait to come home for Christmas.
Oh, good.
He said he's just going to come home and just lay on his mama for 2 weeks.
Really? You get to
now
do
that's
everything.
A good boy.
Yeah, so we'll
he
hang out for 2 weeks
so
in
sweet.
December. Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect.
We'd
so
love it.
The songs, what are you doing? You're covering, I know you said Diana Ross.
Ain't No Mountain
back to
High
show.
Enough.
Oh, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. That's right. Ain't No Valley Low Enough. Annie Lennox, what song is Annie?
Oh, gosh, it just went blank.
That's okay. We can go to...
See, I'm not real familiar with Annie's songs. Are you?
Sweet Dreams are Made.
What's the other one? Not Sweet
the
Dreams.
The other one, besides Sweet Dreams.
Not Sweet Dreams. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe
we'll
I can't...
We'll think of it.
We'll think of it.
No.
Okay,
it'll
we'll
come
think
to
of it. How
all
about
right.
Beyonce?
Beyonce, Love on Top.
Love on Top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who out of all these women? Do you have a favorite out of all these women?
Out of all of them.
That you're singing? My favorite is you, but besides you. What?
I would have to say now, Ella Fitzgerald.
Nice.
And I'm doing Black Magic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know what? It will be more than standing room only. I think there will be people lined around the block.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Oh,
I'm
yeah?
hoping. And the Love Jazz is such a beautiful venue. They do such wonderful events there and productions there. And so I just encourage people to come out, certainly to see the show, but also to experience the space.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Absolutely
beautiful venue.
And
right.
It can be casual.
It can be casual.
Anything.
Dress up. You do it. The last show I did there, I didn't make it through with my shoes on. So,
yeah,
I was driving my production manager crazy. She's like, put shoes back on. I was like, nothing.
And the weather is fine, unlike last Saturday.
Right.
We had some
good
snow
weather.
And bad weather.
Okay.
Today is fine. So we all need to go out and
right.
see Kathy and hear Kathy Tyree.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be great.
What
we'll
a pleasure.
We'll think of the cover song.
Okay.
Annie Lennox. And, oh, I can't think of the other cover, for Mary J. Blige. What are you doing?
Just
Mary
Fine.
Okay.
All right.
You got it all.
And Tina Turner.
Tina is Proud Mary.
Oh,
and actually,
of course it is.
One of my background singers sings Proud Mary.
Really?
My nephew, Deron Tyree.
Oh,
yeah.
Me. Oh, how
so
exciting.
Who do you have on stage with you?
On stage with me, it's myself, Deron Tyree, my cousin Tammy Tyree, and Lashana Adams are all my background vocals. And then Leland Mickles is my mm-hmm. musical director, John Mertz on guitar, Tom Wells on bass, Ed Archibald on sax, and Andre Stennis on the drums. And then my production manager, Lisa Tarver, who I can't do any of this without.
Aww.
She is my ride or die.
Aww.
We love her to death.
Yay, Kathy Tyree.
Yeah.
Omaha's Queen of Soul. She's performing tonight, The Women I Love to Sing, at the Love Jazz and Arts Center. It's going
to
be terrific. Thank you so much,
Thank
Kathy.
You.
To go.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. Thank
you. People want tickets?
If you want tickets, you can contact the Love Jazz, or you can call 402-502-0128. And we'll get you in there.
That sounds great.
That's, or you can just walk. You can just be there. And
or you
walk
can be
in.
There.
You
can
risk
be
it.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 o'clock.
You can risk it.
All right.
All right, Kathy. Thanks,
Thank
Kathy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
For a while now, you've heard us talk about all the garage floors covered by garage floor coating. Satisfied customers tell their neighbors, who then become satisfied customers themselves. Why? Simple, because it works. Garage floor coating restores and protects your garage floor from road salts and other chemicals with its innovative coating process that is now the industry standard. Click GarageFloorCoating.com to learn more about the last garage floor coating you will ever buy and see if you don't become a satisfied customer yourself. Garage floor coating. Experience you can trust.
Having trouble getting around? Visit Kohl's Pharmacy for amazing sales. This month only, save $300 off all stair lifts and electric reclining lift chairs. Don't risk your safety. Stair lifts allow you to get up and down stairs safely, while electric reclining lift chairs make it easy to get in and out of your chair. Save $300 on all lift chairs only at Kohl's Pharmacy. Visit the largest mobility showroom in the nation at Kohl's on 127th and Q Street. Save hundreds at Kohl's Pharmacy, 408-1990. That's 408-1990.
It's Christmas in November with Christmas cash from Todd Archer Hyundai in Bellevue. Now through the end of November, get up to $4,000 in Christmas cash with a brand new Hyundai. Plus, get zero down leases, like a new 2015 Hyundai Elantra SE with up to 38 miles per gallon on the highway and a 5-star safety rating. Zero down in just $239 a month. Or the all-new 2015 Hyundai Sonata SE, up to 37 mpg on the highway. Zero down in just $259 a month. And remember, get up to $4,000 in Christmas cash only at Todd Archer Hyundai. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And only Todd Archer Hyundai doubles the mileage warranty. You get 10 years, 200,000 miles. Stop by and check out our huge selection or visit us online at ToddArcherHyundai.com. Now through the end of November, drive home in the new Hyundai of your choice and get up to $4,000 in cash just in time for Christmas. Only at Todd Archer Hyundai in Bellevue. Office to finance, approved credit, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles a year. Zero due at signing, excludes tax, title, license, and registration. Offer expires 11-30-14. See dealer for details.
Now showing at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater is Force Majeure, a taut comedy exploring masculinity and family dynamics through the story of a Swedish family vacationing in the French Alps. Also showing is the brilliant Birdman, a surreal comedy starring Michael Keaton as a washed-up actor known for once playing a superhero. The Fighter, showing this week as part of the Films of David O. Russell, stars Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale as boxing brothers whose failures and successes are intimately tied. Forever Young is a family friendly series. This week's pick is Porco Rosso, a high-flying film from the anime master Hayao Miyazaki. The Met Live in HD series continues Saturday with a live broadcast of Rossini's The Barbara of Seville. Series partners Opera Omaha will present a prelude talk starting at 11 in the morning. An encore broadcast will be on Wednesday. That's what's happening at FilmStreams this week. For more information or for showtimes, go to filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Karen, you know what? There's a gentleman on the phone.
I know.
Who we love.
He's adorable.
We had him in the studio, what, 2 years ago?
He's so talented.
Well, that didn't sound right. He was at our studio a couple years ago. Let me rephrase that, Mauro, especially because I know your lovely wife.
We wish we did.
That's right. Mauro is our Italian-American cinematographer.
Oscar winner.
An Oscar winner. Some of you may know Mauro's work from this little movie. I don't know if any of you have heard of it. It's called Avatar, where he won the Academy Award for Best Cinematography. And he can talk to us about a movie that just came out recently, Equalizer, with Denzel Washington.
Hi,
welcome, Mauro.
Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah, and don't tell us how the weather is there, okay?
Yep, he's out in Los Angeles.
We don't want to hear it.
Okay.
Okay,
spectacular.
Good.
It's been really great. Actually, we could use a little rain here.
Well, that's you know what, that's so sad when
feels
that
happens. Feels so bad for you. Yeah.
We do, but that's, you know, it is
what
it
life,
is.
That's life.
Yeah.
So tell us about Equalizer. That was a great movie with Denzel.
Yeah, so we filmed Equalizer in Boston the summer of 2013, and so we spent all the, we filmed it all in Boston, and it was I had a chance to work with a director I worked with before, Antoine Fuqua. We've done several films together, starting from like Training Day to a film called Tears of the Sun. So it's actually our third movie together.
Oh, great!
And also our second film with Denzel. So it was nice to sort of like reunite once again.
Yeah, Denzel's a great guy, huh?
Yeah, he's an amazing, incredible actor.
Yeah, and that's what I've heard. I've heard that it's just, you know, when you work with him, it's an experience.
It really is. And he's so in character most of the time. He works very hard at what he does, and a lot of times it's amazing, like, the amount of nuance or a performance where he doesn't really have, he just says it all in his face without saying that much, even in dialogue.
Wow.
Really?
Just really what comes across and what he can emote is pretty amazing. He's a very, very talented man.
That's what they say. And that's great that you had the opportunity to work for him. They say he's with him. They say he's very intense. And like you said, it's very rare that he breaks character when he's doing a movie. So,
yeah, it's true. There's an intensity there that sort of, you know, there's not really, you know, the whole, like, social program where you're hanging out and talking about it. I mean, that doesn't really exist, especially when you're in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
While we're making the movie, but in pre-production, certainly Denzel is very involved in, you know, the story and the drama and what it is, you know, the screenplay. So he's very, intensely involved, and also being a producer on the project, he's really involved in the storytelling aspect of it as well.
Now, which did you like doing better, The Equalizer or Avatar, or can you not compare them?
It's fair, they're such different films. I mean, part of my, I've sort of, like, after Avatar, which was, like, for me, a huge experience in sci-fi and technology, I sort of, you know, wanted to get back to sort of a dramatic film again. And so I spent, like, after Avatar, probably the next several films that I worked on were really not intensely visual effects-driven films, but much more like dramatic tales where I'm able to really involve myself in the lighting, the dramatic use of lighting.
Mm-hmm.
And so Equalizer was pretty much, you know, in that vein, where it was all about, how would I affect the film dramatically with my lighting and camera work. So I was very much into that process.
Wow.
How long did that film take to complete?
So we filmed from, like, it was right, actually, we were in pre-production right in the day where there was a bombing in the Boston Marathon.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, in fact, the day after, we were all sort of like, there was a lockdown at our hotel, and we had to stay in the hotel. And so it was like exactly around that time period where we started it, which was like, I think it was like April.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finished the film in September, the middle of September.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you spent a lot of your time not in Omaha then, huh?
Yes. Very much so. I think in the years that I've been in Omaha, since like 2004, I've probably worked like on two commercials in town, and the rest is always on location.
So you're all over the place. Well, the nice thing is that Omaha, in the middle of the United States, you can get anywhere fairly quickly, which isn't
bad.
Yeah,
that's
actually
true. Yeah. And especially because these tax incentives that have really brought us to different locations, besides like Los Angeles, there's been like tax incentives in states like, you know, in Georgia and New Orleans is another tax incentive state, and now in New York and Pittsburgh. This past summer, I was involved in a project in Pittsburgh. So it's almost like the people from L.A. have a longer flight, and I'm kind of like right in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, Mauro, I don't think Nebraska, do we have tax incentives? I think that's something that we're missing.
No.
I think Alexander Payne was a big
one. Well, he talked about that at the gala last Monday.
Okay.
Alexander and David O. Russell talked about how Nebraska is not good in that way.
Which is a shame, because he could
really, he goes everywhere, Alexander.
I know he's actually been trying to get something done on that.
I know.
I mean, you know, Alexander is the most active when it comes to that, for sure. I think even his film Nebraska, which producers really wanted him to film elsewhere.
Right.
And, because of who he is, he actually, like, stood up and said, there's no way I'm filming something called Nebraska in another state for a tax incentive reason. So he really, I guess there was a really good program that he was able to take advantage of where he filmed right outside of where did they film? I think it was
like
much
outside of North Platte or Norfolk, something.
Norfolk.
Norfolk.
And I guess the people in Norfolk actually put an incentive program of their own where they kind of like got all the businesses together and basically created like a credit for the production.
Oh, good.
As far as like the restaurants and the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
So he was able to film there for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just
else. What's next for you, Mauro?
I'm actually, you know, right. I'm getting to a point where in my career, I can probably do like one film a year. I'm really comfortable with one feature film a year, and then filling the rest of the time with commercials. And so in that way, I could really sort of choose the projects that I really want to be involved in.
Yeah. Do you have any movies that are teed up?
Nothing. You know, just there's a lot of discussion and sort of like, you know, trying to prepare and. Nothing sort of publicized yet, but there's, you know, several different projects with the directors I work with. Another project with Antoine as well.
Oh,
Antoine
great.
And Bill. Uh-huh. Possibly coming up, but they're sort of like in negotiations and whether the budget is like, the right budget for the movie, and they're sort of like in meetings with that. So it's difficult to like even like discuss, even having a, you know, having a job yet, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, but I'm sure that that's something you probably shouldn't worry about because, you know, your name is synonymous with such great accolades, and obviously it's not such a shabby thing to have an Academy Award sitting on your fireplace mantle. So not a bad deal.
Not a bad thing. And you told us that your wife is still working on
the Persian Pickle Club.
That's right. Putting that together for a movie, huh?
Yes. Actually, she's done, you know, recently she's had quite a bit of success and you know, fundraising. And also recently she's been able to attach two stars to the film. So that will really help sort of push it along and get it going.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, there's been, like, really, really good positive feedback and a lot of, like, movement forward on that project.
That's not a bad gig.
We're really happy about.
Yeah, because isn't she from Springfield, Nebraska?
Yes, right outside of Springfield, very close to her parents have about, like, 20 acres and, like, it's close to Papillion, between Papillion and Springfield.
Yeah, good memory, Joe.
Listen, I pay attention.
Yeah.
Don't ask me what I did last week, but I can tell you what Mauro's wife is doing, which is...
Oh, I mean, this is probably part of the reason why we moved back to Omaha, obviously.
Right.
Is that, you know, we were able to sort of have a place for Christine and to have a sort of like a stable, really great schools in Omaha and have sort of like some stability in our life, which is like full of like traveling and... you know, other things going on. So Omaha kind of like offered us that stability without me having to worry about, you know, leaving Christine.
Right.
And traveling.
Sure. Omaha's great like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're proud to say that we call you our local, you know, our Omahan.
So. You are.
That's right. Well,
you know, at first it was difficult to adjust to Omaha, but I really love it. Just because of the fact that I can't separate that sort of, like, you know, Hollywood and come home and really dedicate that time to the family.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It has that intangible quality. Unless you live here, you don't know what we're talking about.
Right.
So. It's true.
Yeah, that is true.
We're a well-kept secret, but I don't think we're a secret anymore. That's for sure. And, Mauro, you certainly are not a secret, and we're happy to share all of your success and hope for much more success in your future. We so appreciate you sharing a bit of time with us from Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we look forward to talking to you soon. Thanks, Mauro. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Mauro.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Nice talking to you guys.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
Did you know that you could go to UNO to get a master's degree in urban studies? Yeah. So if you want a career where you can make an impact on the physical, social, economic, and political environments of cities and towns, or you can expand the knowledge and skills you already possess as you work in the community while you learn, and who wouldn't love that? Click spa.unomaha.edu for all the details. So if you didn't think that you could get a master's degree in urban studies at UNO, now you do, my friend. Now you do.
Sundays can be the best day of your investment week. Invest 1 hour of your Sunday afternoon in Asking Price. The Asking Price radio program is hosted by Ted Price and features financial and investment advice from Ted and the Stock Babe, plus Ted's merry band of investment experts. It's all brought to you by Allies Limited, a completely unique perspective on the markets, investment, and your money. Asking Price with Ted Price, Sunday afternoons at 2 on the Mighty 1290 Coil and the Mighty 1290 Coil mobile app.
It's Christmas in November with Christmas cash from Todd Archer Hyundai in Bellevue. Now through the end of November, get up to $4,000 in Christmas cash with a brand new Hyundai. Plus, get zero down leases, like a new 2015 Hyundai Elantra SE with up to 38 miles per gallon on the highway and a 5-star safety rating. Zero down in just $239 a month. Or the all-new 2015 Hyundai Sonata SE, up to 37 mpg on the highway. Zero down in just $259 a month. And remember, get up to $4,000 in Christmas cash only at Todd Archer Hyundai. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And only Todd Archer Hyundai doubles the mileage warranty. You get 10 years, 200,000 miles. Stop by and check out our huge selection or visit us online at ToddArcherHyundai.com. Now through the end of November, drive home in the new Hyundai of your choice and get up to $4,000 in cash just in time for Christmas. Only at Todd Archer Hyundai in Bellevue.
Office to finance, approved credit, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles a year. Zero due at signing, excludes tax, title, license, and registration. Offer expires 11-30-14. See dealer for detail.
Now showing at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater is Force Majeure, a taut comedy exploring masculinity and family dynamics through the story of a Swedish family vacationing in the French Alps. Also showing is the brilliant Birdman, a surreal comedy starring Michael Keaton as a washed-up actor known for once playing a superhero. The Fighter, showing this week as part of the Films of David O. Russell, stars Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale as boxing brothers whose failures and successes are intimately tied. Forever Young is a family friendly series. This week's pick is Porco Rosso, a high-flying film from the anime master Hayao Miyazaki. The Met Live in HD series continues Saturday with a live broadcast of Rossini's The Barbara of Seville. Series partners Opera Omaha will present a prelude talk starting at 11 in the morning. An encore broadcast will be on Wednesday. That's what's happening at FilmStreams this week. For more information or for showtimes, go to filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hey, I have a special guest, Karen. You're not going to believe who my guest is today.
I can't imagine.
You know what? I mean, closing the show, who better to close it than our very own Karen Sokoloff-Javich?
Oh, thanks, Jode. Whoa. Thanks, Pierre.
You know, I've always said to you, why aren't you one of our guests? You know, truly, because here you are, a talent. We always listen to your music.
Thank
yet no
you.
One really knows much about you, Karen.
Oh, yes, they do, Jen.
We're going to play This Is Your Life.
Wonderful.
Yes. We're
goodbye, Jode.
Yeah, we're just going to ask a few questions. We're going to have our listeners calling in and tweeting some of their questions
good.
As well.
Okay? Wonderful. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, let's talk. Can we talk about your music, Karen?
Go ahead.
I think our listeners would really be interested in hearing, you know, what really inspired you to become a singer and a musician and play the piano? Where did you get your inspiration?
Well, it's like it just comes to you. I can't say where it came. I had a musical family. My dad sang and danced.
Okay.
He was raised to be an entertainer. My mom played the piano. We used to sing all the time. I love the old type songs, you know, Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett. My dad used to be in a band and sing.
Yeah, I didn't know he was in a band.
Oh, yeah, he was in a band.
Phil was in a band.
Phil Sokoloff. Then he moved to Chicago when he was 17 to make it in a band. He was there 5 years, and then he realized he couldn't be another Frank Sinatra.
Oh, there was just one.
Just one, okay. And World War II started, so he came home and went into business with his dad. But, you know, he still sang, and he always sang to me, My Funny Valentine. Oh, that was a great song. And his song with my mom was Embraceable You. Beautiful song.
Oh,
that's why I love those
so
kind
nice.
Of songs. But anyway, thank you, Mom and Dad, for giving me something musical. And I just it just came to me that I could compose my own music. You know, when you're getting piano lessons when you're young,
yeah.
they don't really instill that in you.
Not that learning the music?
They don't instill that you can be creative and
okay.
do your own
because
stuff.
Because it's more follow than
it's
not
like
developing.
Follow this note, follow that note. Yeah.
I think because they're not, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's not necessarily about being creative.
No, I know.
It's more about
learning
following
it's rote.
Than being your own leader.
That's right.
Yeah. So
and then when I was about 20, I figured out, God, I can write songs. Isn't this neat? But I didn't need them for anything until I was 40. And then someone handed me a musical, Jim Conant, and he said, Karen, I have 17 blanks here. Can you do these songs? Sure. The first one was Kissing in Multiples. Why do I like to kiss in multiples? Boy, A, boy, B, boy, C, D, E, F, and G. And then, I have so many songs, Jode. I have to turn off my brain at times.
Well, can you turn your brain off?
No.
Because, you know, no one knows Karen like I know. Karen, let me tell you something, people. She stays up till 3, 4 in the morning. And I think that's where you do your best work.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just late at night, you're by yourself,
that's
you
right.
know, it's quiet.
It's when it comes to me.
And then there's, you know, but you can't turn your creativity off.
No,
does
you
it
really
keep you
can't.
Up?
Oh, it keeps me up all the time, yeah. And I have something that I write, you know, a book right by my bed, and, you know, or else I call in my songs to the phone. That's how I record them.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're talking about your writing, and you write a lot about topical subjects and what's new, you know, what's happening in
what's
the news.
What's current, yeah.
I mean, I know you're famous, you know, for the Obama. You had a CD that came out.
You mean
out.
The No-Bama?
The No-Bama, that's right. Then you had the Octagon. Which, how many hits did that get on the Octomom?
Oh, yeah, the Octomom. Yeah, I was told not to talk about her anymore because she's so negative. But I have a YouTube. It's an Octomom song, not one of my better songs, and it has almost 6 million hits.
Is that amazing?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
You know,
it's because it goes to other countries. They like, you know, multiple birth moms.
Yeah, well, she was definitely an oddity.
Yeah, and very odd. I know. And I have a whole album I did for the octuplets.
But nothing is off limits for you, is it?
No, it's really not.
I think you're everything. And you had the same sex marriage. You had the same sex.
I know. I love that. I just came out with same sex marriage albums. One's called Men in Love. The other is Women in Love. And I really want to promote that and play a song because, you know, Nebraska still bans same-sex marriage, unfortunately.
Which is sad.
So I am going to play a song from that album called Missing. Okay, Joe?
Should we hear a little bit of it?
Please.
Okay.
Jimmy Hoffa's body, a millionaire heart's play. What's in the Bermuda Triangle? Let's search again. An honest politician, a leader we admire and trust.
Missing.
The day I can marry the one I love.
Missing.
The Twin Towers, 18 minutes of tape.
Missing.
OJ's confession, he will never communicate. Where are the missing children? Let's find our girls and boys.
Missing.
The day I can marry the one I love.
Missing.
Right in our country, monogamy.
Missing.
Who caused Diana's death? Their conclusion, I don't agree.
Missing.
Where is John Lennon now? We need his heart and ease.
Missing.
The day I can marry the one I love. Food for the hungry, peace in the Middle East. When will this hatred and fighting cease to exist?
So you've had a lot of celebrities, and they're local celebrities, some that aren't local, right? Some that have national
right
notoriety.
Now you're talking about on my songs or that
on
I've written songs about.
You've written songs about, but I know on your CDs, you know, you have pictures of
right
famous
like the
singers.
Nebraska Celebrity
right.
CD
right uh-huh. The Nebraska Celebrity CD mm-hmm. So who, you know, amongst our Nebraska celebrities, who do you have on your
well,
have you recorded?
And that happens to be a fundraiser for the Nebraska Foundation for Visually Impaired Children.
Right,
but I have John Beasley. He's got a great voice,
Joe. Don't you remember what we used to say about John Beasley? Hang down your head,
John
Beasley. Hang down your head and cry.
He is an amazing singer, and he never promotes it. So
funny.
I love this CD, Nebraska Celebrities. And Joanna Young, she's a Broadway singer now.
Right.
She went to West Side.
Yes, we've had her on our show.
Yeah, she is great. And then Eric Crouch sings on my CD.
Talk about football celebrities. Yeah.
Yes, Under the 10th Street Bridge.
Oh, football was so much better when Eric Crouch was around, wasn't it? But that's a whole different story, a whole
just,
different show.
Just to look at him was great.
Well, that's true.
And then, do you know that Connor Oberst gave me a song for this CD, Joe?
No.
Yeah, it's on my Nebraska Celebrity album. Isn't that cool?
Well, that is cool. Do you know what? Do you remember
yes,
what song he
it
gave
is? First Day of My Life. It's a beautiful song. And because this was, you know, for visually impaired kids, he let me put it on here.
Oh, well, that's, you know what? He's
so
a good
nice.
Guy.
He's a
yeah,
very good guy.
That's such a great guy. Do you have any celebrities that are not, that are outside of Nebraska?
Well, Preston Love, he was local and national, kind of. No, there was Phil Sokolov.
Well, Phil is a national. He's a nationally renowned star. But you know who, you know, I will say that you don't take enough credit for finding, and she's certainly wasn't a needle in the haystack, but you gave her such great opportunities.
Who, Grace?
And a lot of exposure, and that was Grace Badalek.
Grace Badalek,
yeah, and
right.
Who is now in
at University of Michigan.
University of Michigan with Madonna's
daughter
right.
Attending
a musical college there, right?
Right.
The musical women's music
she's
program.
She's such a talent.
But,
she Karen, really
that's
is.
Something about you that I know, you know, you have a hard time tooting your own horn, but I would do that for you because I will tell you, our listeners probably don't even have an idea, an inkling of how much good you do and how much fundraising, how philanthropic you are. I know your dad and mom
mm-hmm.
certainly passed that on to you.
Yeah, thanks,
but the
Joke.
Song that I think, you know, there's so many songs out there, but the song that you are probably most proud of, is there besides your Diana?
Yeah, and I'm Gonna Fly. I love that song. But I'll tell you, Corey Sanchez, I love the song There Was a Time from Princess Diana, and I'd love to end this segment with Corey singing There Was a Time. Is that okay?
That sounds great.
Thanks,
so
Jody.
Take it
Corey
away.
Corey Sanchez singing There Was a Time.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Jody.
There was a time when all I wanted was to hold you and kiss you and never let you go. There was a time when all I wanted was to touch you and love you.
It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
Here's Nick, owner and head surgeon of Omaha Transmission.
All right, so Maddie's dad has us work on all of his fleet vehicles. So when his daughter got a quote for a new transmission from one of the big national guys, he asked me to check it out for him. The national guys wanted to just replace the tranny for around $4,000. We remanufactured it for nearly half that.
Omaha Transmission just operates on transmissions. If there is something wrong with your transmission, they'll diagnose it and fix it, not just throw it away and start over. Omaha Transmission at omahatransmissions.com.
It's Christmas in November with Christmas cash from Todd Archer Hyundai in Bellevue. Now through the end of November, get up to $4,000 in Christmas cash with a brand new Hyundai. Plus, get zero down leases, like a new 2015 Hyundai Elantra SE with up to 38 miles per gallon on the highway and a 5-star safety rating. Zero down and just $239 a month for the all-new 2015 Hyundai Sonata SE. Up to 37 mpg on the highway. Zero down and just $259 a month. And remember, get up to $4,000 in Christmas cash only at Todd Archer Hyundai. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And only Todd Archer Hyundai doubles the mileage warranty. You get 10 years, 200,000 miles. Stop by and check out our huge selection or visit us online at ToddArcherHyundai.com. Now through the end of November, drive home in the new Hyundai of your choice and get up to $4,000 in cash just in time for Christmas. Only at Todd Archer Hyundai in Bellevue.
Office of Finance, approved credit, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles a year. Zero due at signing, excludes tax, title, license, and registration. Offer expires 11-30-14. See dealer for details.
No matter the weather, in December or June, it's always great in a Malibu sunroom. It's what you've always dreamed of. You gotta get one soon.
Malibu sunroom.
No matter what the weather is doing, the weather is always great in a Malibu sunroom.
Steve and Janet got their first Malibu sunroom in Grand Island. They were so happy with it, they went back for seconds when they moved to Lincoln.
It's kind of a sanctuary for us in Grand Island.
We knew what we got, and that's what I wanted.
What they got was quality.
The man that actually did the work on ours was just simply amazing.
And comfort.
It's just feeling like you're out there in nature, but you're not having to deal with the elements.
I sit out there every morning and have my coffee and read the newspaper, and then I eat breakfast out there.
Malibu Sunrooms. Learn more at MalibuSunrooms.com.
No matter what the weather is doing, the weather is always great in a Malibu sunroom.
The church choir is booked to sing in Chicago. Book a flight? Unless everybody sprouts angel's wings, flying is too expensive. Have everyone drive themselves? Only if the church has an oil refinery in the parking lot. Time to call Rent-A-Van. At Rent-A-Van, you can rent late model, low mileage, 8, 10, 12, even 15 passenger full-size vans to get where you need to be without busting your budget. Before you know it, your choir will be making a joyful noise. Make getting there part of the fun. Rent-A-Van. In Omaha, call 402-933-2500.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Joe!
Oh, my gosh. Another fun show.
And glad to have you back, Joe.
Thanks.
We missed you.
I feel like I'm back in the saddle.
That's right.
It's as if I was getting back on the horse.
Came home.
Uh-huh. I came home because I missed you.
Good, Joe. And I don't want you in New York where all the snow is now.
Oh, my God. Buffalo. Listen to the poor people.
70 inches this week or something?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Totally crazy.
Yeah. Listen, let's hope, knock wood, that never happens to us.
I know it. Totally. At least it had no snow today, so that was good.
It was so good.
So we love Kathy Tyree.
Oh,
and you're going tonight to the show, Joe.
I'm so excited.
Wonderful. Have fun with Ginny.
I will do it. And I'm telling you what, it is, you know, a treat to see her sing. She's so amazing. We love her.
Oh,
and how about
Morrow?
Yeah, Morrow is a cool guy.
I wish he was in the studio with us so I could look at him again.
I know.
He's darling. But I have Pierre to look at, which
That's
is
right.
very good also.
That's right. His hair is autumn sunrise.
Yes, autumn sunrise.
I love it. Karen, what's coming up for you?
Well, let's see. I'm going to work on a kids' musical. That's what's coming up for me. I've really wanted to do that. So that's what I'm going to do.
Well, then it'll be
You'll
more late nights.
To
that's
it,
right.
Right,
we'll
Joe?
Look for it in your local theaters across
Definitely.
Town. Yeah. So what are we playing today?
We are going to play today a song from my Men in Love album because I would love for Nebraska to not ban same-sex marriage. And so this is my song for same-sex marriage. It's
fun.
Called Thank You on my Men in Love album. And I thank you, Joe, for being here.
And, Karen, it was a great interview. I so appreciate you coming to the studio
Thanks.
So that we can interview and hear more about you.
Have a great Turkey Day.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yes, you too.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Till that wondrous day you walked into the room. You smiled and shook my hand. I felt transformed into a man. How I wondered if you could hear my heart go boom, da boom, da boom. I didn't know that there would be someone to catch the sun and show me. I didn't know that there would be someone to know my quirks and still adore me. I didn't know. How I thank you for showing me what I can be. Thank you for giving me a world filled with laughter. How I thank you for showing me what true love can be. I didn't know that there could be someone to change my life and love me. I didn't know that there could be someone who I could love completely.
Oh, how I thank you so. I thank you so for loving me. Please know that in my life there's no one better. In my life there's no one sweeter. In my life there's no one else for me.